Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me, as always, is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all of our listeners. Well, you know, I'm still fearless and corona-free, and I hope you are too, and most of our listeners out there. So I'm happy that, you know, this area is doing pretty well when you compare it to the entire nation. So way to go, people, for doing your social distancing correctly and for not living in fear. I'm glad to say, you know, we've been transitioning back into normal life, which is a fantastic thing. So CHI Memorial is gradually doing this and transitioning back into normal medicine with people in the office. It'll be a gradual process, everybody, so just be aware. And I would imagine the other medical providers in town are doing the same thing. And we are, you know, it's a new process, so be patient with us as we do it. But we've learned how to do telemedicine very well, and hopefully that will become a regular part of our lives in an appropriate way. In the future. But way to go, Memorial. Good job. CHI continues to support this area in a superb fashion, and I am eminently thankful. And I should give a shout out again, I don't think I have for a couple of weeks, to other people I work with, like Benchmark Physical Therapy in Fort Oglethorpe. They're doing a great job, and even doing education virtually as well. And also through LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare, for Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton, doing a fantastic job, still going out, wearing their PPE, doing their job. And I could not be more grateful for them and their ministry. And Heartlight Hospice of Dalton continues to work. You know, all the same things, Ed, that we always deal with, all the same medical problems, the same hospice issues, home health, physical therapy. Everything continues. It is irrespective of anything else going on in this world. And I guess sometimes people forget that, but I applaud all of the people still working, doing your day-to-day jobs, whether it's medical or otherwise, Ed, everything you do, and working hard despite all of the crazy going on in this world. Thank you, everyone, doing that. It is a calling, and I'm happy to be there. So are you, Ed, and my thanks to everyone else who is out there busting their tail ends, working so hard, and sometimes risking their lives for a lot of our first responders. So thank you. And it is our honor to be here and try to keep you up to date as well and encourage you not to live in fear either. So, Ed, what is up with you this last week?
Thank you, my friend. And yes, Nutrition World is on the front lines also, because a lot of people, and I spoke to you before we started the show, when people are full of fear, they do reach out to certain components of society. And those who believe in what I do, which is nourishing the body, increasing the power, the strength, the immune system, well, we can do that by many ways. Lifestyle habits is the most powerful method to improve the immune system. And that encompasses so much: sleep management, food management, supplement regime that I totally believe in, the C, the D, the A, some of the mushrooms, some manuka honey, things like that, to strengthen this, where in case we come across this virus, which is going to be with us for probably as long as I'm still on this earth, it'll be like the new cold virus. And yes, not living in fear is so important. And opening up the city is in appropriate ways, I think, is one of the wisest things that could happen. And those of us, or those in society who are at risk, will have to take extra special measures to protect themselves. We can't bankrupt the whole country in order to protect the 2% who may end up, should not have maybe been out and about. And, you know, distancing, washing hands, sanitation, mask, these are reasonable measures that really need to be adhered to. I know that I heard today that, you know, in Georgia, people could go to bars And I don't know about the bar setting, because I think people being that close and they're not going to wear the mask is a little too soon, but that's just my objective opinion on that. I did go to Champy's and have a grilled chicken salad today. And it was a great pleasure to actually have a waitress who said, "Do you want a refill on your tea?" And I was like, "Yes, ma'am." It's been a while.
You know, those simple things will be a bit more appreciative, perhaps.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I went to the gym today, walked in, and the girl said, "You can't bring your gym bag in, and you can't take a shower." And I sat it down, and I said, "You know, if you had told me this 3 months ago, I would have been kind of an upset puppy. But today, I am so full of gratitude just for being able to work out that I will find a shower somewhere else."
Well, let me ask you this. My gym is different than that, and we're having social distancing, different cleaning techniques, both by the staff and by literally every single person working out. Everybody's working hard. But gym bags, we still have our own lockers and gym bags. So what is the theory behind not bringing your gym bag?
I don't have a clue.
Because if it's contaminated by you, then you'll also contaminate other things at the gym. I don't see the logic in it, but maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, and where's the gym bag going to be? I mean, no one's going to touch it but me. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with erring a little bit on the side of a little more caution, because at least we have things that are opening, and that means so, so much.
So true, and we can't bankrupt the country, like you said. And, yeah, you know, the financial impact is hitting virtually 100% of the population. Not 100%, but very, very high. Now, the fear of coronavirus has hit virtually 100% of the people, but the actual virus is hitting a much smaller percentage. But so many small businesses are struggling or have already gone under, and so many large businesses were already working on such a small margin, they're gone. And that's sad, because that's hitting hundreds of thousands of people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am totally confident, no matter what recession we've ever been in or even a depression, we will come out of that. We had a lot of momentum before this, which is very, very thankful in regard to that, instead of going through years of decline. But, you know, and I don't want us to keep constantly talking about the virus, but part of this show has to be, because that's current events. We are going to be talking about how to get in shape a little bit later in the show, because life's going to go on. I mean, I'm going to the freaking beach. I don't, you know, I'm sure you may go places. Other people are looking at what can they do. I want to ask you, what are the top three things you would like to do if this world was completely open? Is there any one or two or three that you can think of?
Well, I would be at the beach, and then I'd be out on a boat, but I'd be out at the pool after that. I mean, it's all outdoor things and with water. I still haven't figured out the logic of closing the oceans. I had some friends down at PCB just a couple of weeks ago, and unless these people own some property, so they were allowed to stay on the beach. But if you weren't a property owner, the police were telling people, keep moving, you cannot stop, and you can't get in the water. So even if you were a property owner, you could not get in the water. And I thought, what is the logic? It's salt water. But, you know, whatever, that's their rule, and some politician down there decided that was the wisdom. I was very glad that I got to go onto the beach, thanks to my older sister. Thank you, Lori, if you're listening. And I got to go onto the beach right as everything was starting. They were shutting everything down. So just that last little fun, and I'm already planning on going back. But, yeah, it's all about being outside, fun, sun, sand, water. That's what I'm wanting to do right now. And restaurants.
Absolutely. My top three is to go back to the gym on a regular basis, hopefully take a shower, because that's a little bit of a headache.
Yeah, but I was going to say something.
I'm not. Yeah, well, hey, we're far enough apart here. We got distancing. Go out to eat, number one, probably would be go out to eat. The gym would be two. And I love going to the mall to get those massages when I got a stiff neck or my neck or my feet getting rubbed. I've done that for probably 6 years now. That is my stress reliever. So I'll be welcoming them back, hopefully. And I will be practicing safe measures. Now, it's not like I'm thinking, you know, it's all fine and good. I'm doing a lot of good stuff to protect myself.
And I was thinking too big a thing, Ed. I wasn't thinking just locally. So locally, gyms, like you said, I was so glad when mine reopened to be able to go to restaurants and a haircut.
Oh,
I want a haircut. I've got... I can't even repeat what somebody called my hair the other day, but it was derogatory, but in a funny way, and I had to laugh it off. But I am bringing back 70s hair. I just am, and I feel like the Mod Squad now, for those of us who remember that. But
Are you rolling your hair with rollers? It got all those little sweet curls in there.
That is all natural, brother. All natural. So. Yeah, I'm glad all of you can't see that, though. But it's I'm going to have to cut the curls off, shear me like a sheep, but I'm... having to wait. So it's those small things you get. And I hear a lot of patients are wanting, like you said, the massage parlors are wanting their nails done. So some of the, what we would have considered a small thing in life is now, they're so thankful. And my youngest daughter said the same thing. She is much more thankful both for things in her life and for people in her life mm-hmm. that she had taken for granted. And I was so proud of her for saying that. That's a lot of growth for her.
And it's not just young people. It's middle-aged and older. We all are going to be when you restart a computer, you kind of get a fresh start. I think we're all going to have that new look to life.
And that's not a bad thing.
It is not. There's going to be so many gifts to come from this. I've enjoyed playing gin with my partner every single night. We've looked so forward to it. I swore off playing cards 20 years ago, and here I am back. Just can't wait to get home to play a game of gin.
Who wins?
I'm usually the winner. I'm pretty dang good at it. Hey, guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health, fitness, some about Corona, some about other things, a new place that I did go pick up some food and, of course, ate in the parking lot, but it was still delicious. I'll tell you about. And I do want to say that, again, the Zunta bars that we have at Nutrition World, anyone for one more week who comes in and says, I heard the offer on Vital Health Radio, you will get $20 worth of Zunta protein food bars. This is one that I formulated. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a gentleman with us, is probably now numbered the most visits to Vital Health Radio that we've had in 2 years, Matt Davis, which is a tremendously encyclopedia, not only of fitness, but of health, and has lived the life that he walks the walk and talks the talk, let me tell you. And I want to thank you for coming to Vital Health Radio, Matt.
Thank you.
And we have awarded you with a prize for being here so many times, so enjoy that water.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we pay some pretty high salaries here for the guest. You know, we got to quit talking 99% about this virus. We are going to turn the corner. We perhaps have. If we haven't, we're going to do it soon. I think we've all been educated to the fact that the stronger our body is, the better we can withstand this. In fact, Matt, Dr. Green, and myself were just talking. Matt had a study that was talking about the vitamin D. When it's at a certain level in the blood, the outcomes were so much more positive. When it's very low, it's sometimes not positive. So what does that mean? Well, maybe you should take some vitamin D from 5,000 to 10,000 units. But Matt, welcome to the show. What I want to talk about is, and I don't know about other people, Matt, but my gym's been closed for 5 weeks. I'm not bragging by any means, but overall, I have stayed fit for the past 45 years, and I'm the least fit right now that I feel that I've been in 4 decades. Now, how do I prove that? One is looking in the mirror. I definitely have lost my tone of as low body fat. I can tell body fat's coming on. Secondly, I went and worked out for the very first time today, and I was shaking. I did 5 sets of body part, and I had to be careful walking down steps because I felt like my legs were going to freaking collapse. Is that normal?
I would say that's normal. That you probably interpreted that as a great feeling, though, right?
I did. I loved
it. Glad to be back.
And I'm sure Ed Jones never overdid it at all.
Oh, of course not. You know, none of us are guilty of that.
No, never.
But that's absolutely normal. You know, you're going to have, I've experienced things in as little a time as a couple of weeks of taking off, you know. So, you know, and in our minds, we like to pick back up where we left off type of thing, and you know, so you always have to kind of take it in context to give a little more thought to. You may be a few steps further back than what you may realize.
Well, I always heard that if you took 4 weeks off, you're going to need 4 to 8 weeks to get back. Does that sound like a good general rule?
In my experience, I think that varies. So I think someone like you, I think you'll see a couple weeks.
Okay.
I think...
Well, let's throw out what I did. Let's see what Matt thinks about that. So after I had been, I didn't do very much. So yes, I was a slacker. I tried to jog a little bit. The first day back, I did 50 to 60% for my running, both in intensity, distance, time, and the same thing with lifting. And then I'm back up to about 80% now. So, you know, I've been doing that for 1 week. So my gym has been open for one. So, but I'm taking it gradually because I have landed myself in the hospital from overdoing it. And I really don't want to do that because I have to know my age. But so mine was a bit more gradual this time and more careful, and I feel good, and I wasn't shaky. I just was so happy to be back. So would you recommend a more jump right into it like Ed Jones or do a little more gradual like me? What do you recommend?
No, I definitely think that's the smart approach. Really, I tell people, you know, when you go in the gym, feel good, whatever that means, you know. And most of the time after you've had a layoff, that means you're going to kind of hit that high where you're feeling really good and not exhausted, mm-hmm. probably a lot sooner than normal at a lesser intensity. So I totally agree with the way you approached it. I think that's really smart, and you're going to avoid, you know, unlike maybe Ed, and certainly what I've done is your next workout may not be quite as great because you're so sore and you're so tired from the first one. So
that is so true. The second one is harder.
Right. So, you know, you take it in stride, and like I said, I think you go in there and your goal is to feel good and maybe block out some of the externals of I need to lift this much weight or I need to do this many reps. You know, block that out for a week or two and just get the blood flowing, feel good again.
Well, I know, Matt, that you are in incredible shape as far as lifting, bodybuilding, physique, but you also are one of the smart gentlemen who do it with a big connection to health. And many people into bodybuilding actually don't really plug that equation in of health. It's all about just results. And you know so much about nutrition, so much about food. Tell listeners perhaps, okay, you know, they're sitting at home. They definitely are feeling really out of shape because of lack of activity and the fact that we know that we all need fixes when we are under tons of stress. In fact, the numbers say that Netflix has 16 million new viewers. 16 million. Kellogg's cereal is up 23%. Coca-Cola is up tremendously. But the biggest thing, and I wrote about it on one of my social media posts, was I kind of had a flip out the other day when I was driving down Brainerd Road, and I saw the line at Krispy Kreme. I mean, this was 2:30 in the afternoon, and there was probably 55 to 70 cars. And I'm thinking, what do you people think, that you're going to freaking eat sugar fried in the worst flour with tons of bad chemicals, and you think your immune system is going to be okay? No. And what I wrote on the social media was, it'd be okay to have this fix if you're really eating colored foods and taking supplements and using olive oil and, you know, doing the right things. I mean, I have my fix too, but these people aren't doing that.
Well, I don't think most people know about sugar in their immune system, though.
And they may not, because every time you ingest more than 2 tablespoons of sugar, you have a 4-hour decrease of immune system. That means if you come in contact with something, you're far more susceptible at that point. Do I eat sugar? Yes, I've actually had more sweet cravings the past 4 weeks than I have in the past 4 years because I ate more sweets and more carbohydrates, so it fed the monster within. But I'm, you know, countering it now. I'm back on my drink in the morning, my keto drink and other things. So, but again, going back to you, Matt, these people are sitting there like I did. You know, I'm such a gym nut. I don't need really someone to help me, but most people do. And I used to think personal training was a luxury. It is not a luxury in so many people's lives. What could you do for people if they're sitting there frustrated and they want to get back in shape in 8 weeks? What do you offer?
So the thing I've kind of defined myself is a manager of expectations and projections, so to speak, is, you know, when it comes to fitness. And the thing I think you want to look at is I help people find, what's your big domino? Like, what's that one big thing we can push over and it's going to start knocking a lot of the other stuff over? And I think people sometimes miss the forest for the trees on that one. You know, they want to look at the intricacies and these really things that may matter to you or all of us in the room, these metrics, or, you know, they're worried about body part splits and, you know, all that stuff's well and good at some point, you know. Mm-hmm. Even I tell people, even counting calories, I'm not a big advocate of counting calories, because I think 99.9% of people don't even need to worry about that, because if you're eating a bunch of crap, yeah, it's down the road. So I say, look at the big things first. Like, what's the one big thing you can work on this week? Maybe it's your food, you know, maybe it's reducing sugar, maybe it's getting more active. One that I've encouraged more people over the last year, that I kind of took a note from you, is working on breathing. I found that to be so impactful on your exercise. You know, you're talking about let's go back to the gym and we're all going to feel a little bit out of shape. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to implement, you know, let's focus on nasal breathing, you mm-hmm. know, and not doing the hyperventilating thing while you're working out. You know, I see guys do it all the time. They'll do 10 reps of bench press, but they took 35 breaths while they're doing, and that's not good. There's plenty of data that suggests not only is your power output going to go down, but mm-hmm. Everything you're trying to accomplish. So breathing is a really simple one, really, that can be very impactful. But I think look at the big domino, as I like to call it, and say, what's the one thing in your way that's gives you the biggest roadblock, and let's work on that first.
And you coach and help people to do that, because you've done this for a long time and you have an intuition too, which is so important. Do you recommend people to work out 3 days a week with you, or how do you like
to do
that?
So what I see, there again, people that use me, we sit down and come up with a plan. You know, part of it is, how much money do they want to spend for my advice to see me face to face. But the time we do get to spend together, we try to more or less map out a plan. And certainly we spend the time going over exercise execution and mm-hmm. how to do things properly. But the vast majority of the time is, how do we fit these puzzle pieces together? Mm-hmm. Really, that's really what it's about. How much cardio do you need? How much cardio do I need? How, you know, what's the, you know, if someone, if their goal is to not be a bodybuilder like me, probably working out 5 or 6 days a week with weights and zero cardio, that's not a good plan for them. You know, they need a little more balance. So helping people realize their goals, because sometimes people say, oh, I just want to get in better shape. And I like to push them to that next level and say, well, what does that mean for you? It's going to mean something a little different for everybody.
I love that. And the thing is, I've been in gyms for, like I said, I'm 63 and I started working out at Cosmopolitan Spa at 14 years old. And other than running a marathon, it was the only time I didn't hit the gym for 6 months. But I've watched trainers, and I give a lot of respect to all trainers, because it's a tough job. But I'll be honest with you, most of the people who are their clients, they don't change year to year. They don't get worse, but they don't get better. I have seen so many of your clients, I mean, win contests, or they look phenomenal. They look fit. They come in Nutrition World, and you can just freaking tell they work out. I mean, you know, so many people work out, and you can't even tell they work out, which is fine, because health's number one. But tell people, you know, where your gym is, how a person could set up a kind of a consultation with you, and, you know, give some advice, because I can tell you there are people so ready to get back in shape in the next few weeks.
You know, so number one, you can't cookie cut. Everybody's different. You know, we're talking about vitamin D levels. How much vitamin D should you take? Well, everybody's going to be a little bit different. What exercise works best for this person and that person is probably going to be a little bit different. You know, we have different heights. We have different limb lengths.
Uh-huh.
We, you
know, different preferences. What do you like to do? What's fun?
That's absolutely, that might even be, that's way at the top of the list. You know, if I tell someone you have to do 100 squats a day and you just hate squatting with a passion, that's not going to be a viable long-term option. So all of these things together, that's what we do. Julie, my wife, we at the train station, that's what we do, is try to help people put these things together and manage it. And I've had clients that say, look, I'm going to eat chocolate every day and I want to lose 100 pounds. So it's then my job to kind of mitigate, okay, well, what else are you willing to budge on? Mm-hmm. You will have to maybe make some other you know, concessions. So that's really what it's about, putting the pieces of puzzle together, and that's what we like to do, help people out.
I love that because, you know, so much of results come from someone helping, coaching, who has experience. I fly small airplanes, and I so value, you know, pilots who have 10,000 hours opposed to my 800 hours. And there's nothing that can replace good experience. And the things I can learn from someone, you know, that has your kind of experience is life-changing. And not everyone has it. I mean, you've lived it. You've done it yourself. You've made tons of mistakes, which I know we all have. But to reach the level you have, you know what not to do. And so the train station is located where?
We're at technically in Hickson, or the city of Lakesite, if anyone's familiar with that. So we're the best landmark I can give you is everybody knows where Northgate Mall is on Hickson Pike. We're 7 miles north of that, right on Hickson Pike.
And one thing I can say from a medical standpoint, anybody wanting to go to Matt, he is passionate about this. So that's one thing I always see in you, Matt, is your passion for this, and I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And that's the kind of people we need on every avenue of life. Is it past the airport?
Or it is, yeah. Okay. We're probably a couple miles past the airport, okay. Right there close.
Yeah, I fly out of that airport sometimes with a 1942 Stearman, which I have to brag about. It's the big yellow biplane.
And you still need to take me up in that.
I start looking for it now in there. I'm outside all the time looking in the sky. I see those planes in and out all day long.
So. Well, I haven't flown in a while because you get real rusty on that plane and you end up dying if you're rusty.
Go practice, so. And then I want to go with
That's
you.
That's right. Well, all right, brothers, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health and maybe some virus stuff, maybe not. We'll tell you about where I went out to eat this week or actually picked up food from. It was pretty cool. We got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we're back talking about health again. I want to say that we're all getting food to take out and, you know, bringing it home or eating in the car, as I did the other day. Do you like Sugar's Ribs?
Yes, I've been there. Not in a while, though.
It's been about 5 years. My daughter said, Dad, you got to go. So went out there the other night and had a wonderful meal. And actually, again, you know, I'm trying my best to choose the healthy options. Certainly not as good as I used to because I don't have the options. But their okra was exactly prepared properly. It was not fried. And okra is very nutritious. So that was my green vegetable with the coleslaw. And I did get a barbecue beef sandwich. So it was just delicious.
Well, our gift to ourselves was an air fryer. And so you can do Brussels and other veggies in that. And they are fantastic. So, and plus you can also make good use of leftovers because you can just put them in the air fryer. You know, you don't put oil or anything in there. It's like, I haven't yet anyway. Heat that stuff up and it's so good.
Really?
Or cook your Brussels and it's fantastic. Just paid $50 for it. I mean, it's not the best one on the market, but I just wanted to try it. And so far, after a weekish with it, I like it. But I had friends that had one and they encouraged me to grab one and I did. So you may want to look into it as well.
So you can heat up leftovers like nothing. Like just perfect.
Yes, and so it comes with directions for how to do that, the temp, and it's so fast. Like you just, you know, hit 390 a few minutes and it's at 390 in seconds.
Wow.
And cooking your food, and you're done in a few minutes.
How cool.
I know. So convenient. Didn't even know they made those things. When I went through college and med school, I lived with, you'll die, a fry daddy.
Oh.
So that's what I had. So I was cooking everything in grease. Now, granted, I was 150-pound distance runner, so I could do that. You know, fry everything. I would fry the frozen burritos out of the the supermarket. But at that age, and when you're 20, you can do whatever you want.
Yes, you can. Well, you're still suffering from it, but you don't know it, so you keep on going on. I do want to mention real quick, elderberries continues to be in the news because it's one of the remedies that at first, there was some research showing that it might not be the appropriate choice for fighting a virus because of certain reasons that might cause it to go a little bit too aggressive. But now, like all things, just like the headlines we're reading, this changing that, you know, the virus doesn't live 12 days and actually 75 degree temperature and 80 degree humidity. It lives 2.5 minutes on a desk, you know, so all that doom and gloom of originally has to be filtered down to true wise information, which only it takes time to do that.
So what is your stand on the elderberry now? For me, I have given patients caution both ways. Like, you have to make your decision. Here's the pros, here's the cons. For myself, if I thought I'd been exposed, I would do a few days of elderberry. So I've continued doing that.
No, the people I really, really, really trust who have distilled the information feel that it is not going to be counterproductive to this virus, because the reason it was because of something called interleukin 6. They were fearful it was making too much of it, which then caused a cytokine storm. Now we know that it probably isn't. However,
yeah, there was that fear that it might contribute to your pulmonary edema, right, ARDS, and all that.
But I brought you a gift.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a lady in local that's called That Elderberry Lady. And she makes some of the best elderberry, but she has a new formula. And because grass pollen is so terrible, I'm never affected by it, but I actually feel the grass pollen this past 2 weeks. She has an elderberry sinus syrup, and I'm going to give that to you.
Well,
I want
you
to try it. And it's pretty strong tasting, but mullein is a wonderful herb to loosen mucus.
So this is medicinal, not for my pancakes. Just want to make sure.
No, not for pancakes. You will be not happy with your
syrup,
pancakes.
Ed. I heard syrup.
So you can try that, or you, or anybody, your family
That's
members,
awesome.
If
Thank
they
you
have
so
a,
much.
A sinus condition, because it works pretty darn quick to help you to clear up the old head.
Well, I've only been sneezing since birth, so thank you.
Well, I want to mention that, you know, Matt Davis from the train station, for those who want to get more information on that, you know, Google his name, train station Matt Davis, or come by Nutrition World, call us. You know, we're going to have his business cards there. I just think the world of that guy. And I know you do too, Dr. Ng, because mm-hmm. you actually helped him through some health crisis that was pretty substantial. And now he's back on his game again. You know, I was talking about earlier, I did a Facebook post on how to choose remedies to reduce anxiety and help your sleep. And I had about 1,400 views in about 2 to 3 days. But really and truly, and you go to Facebook, Nutrition World, to view that. But I really still focus on three products. CBD, which of course is hemp. The right brand will help you immensely. My sister, who is very difficult to sleep at night, the two doses of CBD has been a life changer for her. The second product is GABA, which we talk about a lot. It helps calm the mind from overactive thinking. I do that during the middle of the night if I wake up, which I did last night, and I do many nights, and it calms my brain back down so I go back to regular sleep, not that light sleep. And then a product called AnxioCalm, which is labeled for anxiety, and then Rescue Remedy. Those four remedies are totally safe, natural. Again, if you're being treated with heavy-duty medications, check with your doctor.
The doctor here, by the way, has all the same things that I recommend. I don't do the AnxioCalm just because I don't know as much about it. I have to educate myself. I do recommend a low-dose melatonin as well. Not high dose, but low dose.
Absolutely.
But otherwise, we're exactly the same.
Bingo. And I have become such a fan of melatonin. And I mean, I'm a supplement nut, and I've never taken melatonin until the past 3 months, because on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, when I interviewed Dr. Michael Smith, who's the medical director of Life Extension, we were talking about, what do you do if you get under the weather with this virus? How do we try to boost our safety that we don't fall into the bad place? And he talked about melatonin. He said, do 10 milligrams at night. And I was like, 10 milligrams? And he said, absolutely, because that's going to help prevent this thing called cytokine storm, which is the flooding of the lungs of fluid. Well, I started just experimenting because I am the guinea pig. Well, I started at 3 milligrams, went to 5, went to 8, went to 10. And I used to tell people, you better watch high dosing because you'll get a headache. You could get depressed.
You almost like a little hangover feel the next day.
You might have a hangover. You might have vivid dreams. I'm telling you, 10 milligrams is the sweetest thing to me I have ever done in my life. The nights that I rarely miss it, I can truly tell, and I have no hangover the next morning. None whatsoever. So
I'm going to have to rethink my stance.
I know Dr. Brian Johnson from Erlanger. He's a palliative care physician for cancer patients. We talked this past week, and he was like an encyclopedia on melatonin for his cancer patients. He was like, I give 20 milligrams at night, he actually gives doses twice a day, 10 milligrams at night and another dose in the morning. He said, because the body's so wise, it knows not to put you to sleep during the day, but yet has such anti-cancer effects that he's just very much of a fan of that.
And I'm having some vague recollection of someone writing about melatonin levels and the immune system too.
Uh-huh.
So there are correlations there, as I recall.
There are, and you know, the gut lining uses it, all kind of things. So, and the thing is, when you're 20, you got plenty of it. When you're 50, you have 50% of what you had. And when you're 60, you only have about 20% of what you had.
That's called aging, Ed. You're one of the rare people that still has 90% of what you started with, or maybe more.
Well, that's only because I take so much, yeah. I feel like I've depleted a lot of stuff over the past 8 weeks, like everybody else. And part of that is, you know, my... feeling of lack of fitness, but I'm going to get back on the game.
Despite what I said to Matt earlier, I will tell you what, even though I held back, the nights were difficult because my body was in pain. Yeah, you know, I think 2 years ago, I went after a workout, and it was my fittest time. I thought, I feel great. Uh-huh. I checked my CPK, which, by the way, guys, should be under 200. Uh-huh. It was 4,000. So that's how hard I was working out. And there are a few times the last couple of weeks when I've been back at the gym, I'm like, yeah, it's 4,000 again. I can feel it. But it's not as bad as with rhabdo. If you have that, you can be up to, you know, 10 to 30,000 or
really?
More. Oh, yeah. So, but it's that's a painful proposition. But, you know, the no pain, no gain, as long as you're not overdoing it too much. Just you have to overdo it just a little bit. You have to push yourself at the gym.
You do. You do. That's what creates the ability of the body to build strength. And it kind of like that with the immune system too. That's why we don't want children to go through 5 years and not have a cold. We want to test the immune system. The kids who kind of live in a bubble, who don't have pets and who have perfectly clean homes, seem to not do as well as they age. It's an interesting thing.
But you do have to watch people from a doctor's standpoint. There are times where I can tell something is abnormal, that I am abnormally tired, abnormally weak.
Yeah.
And I can tell that something is not right, and I will stop. I used to not in my youth, but now I've realized it's time to cut it off for today. It's time to go home.
Yeah.
Usually something like that medically is a mild virus. You know, we're not talking corona here. I'm just talking anything going on in your body. And it's time to back off for, you know, a day or two. You can still go. Just listen to your body and be careful.
Good, great advice. In fact, I looked at this, Googled this. The CDC says that we have... on average, 3 viral infections per year, and I'm 63 years old, so that means that I've had, if I was normal, I would have had about 170 viral infections, and I lived through every one of them. Everyone listening to me who's also had that many viral infections, if you're listening, you lived through it also. Guess what cured you? Your own immune system. So let's bolster that. Let's boost it. Let's do the right things.
I would have estimated much higher than that, Ed. Somewhere at least 5 to 10 a year. It's just mild colds. I'm talking minor things.
I know. I was surprised they said 3, but that was the CDC's number. I do want to say that, you know, I think all of us will be wearing masks for quite many months, just for a feeling of safety, a feeling of respect for other people. I cannot stand the masks that are the more surgical looking, the blue ones. So we have a lady.
You mean you don't like the look or how they feel on you?
Both. Okay. And yes, are the cloth ones as effective? Probably not quite, but they're so much easier to wear. They don't blow your breath up on your eyeglasses that then steam it like the others. So I've got a lady local who will be having the cloth mask.
Someone did tell me, and I'll share this in case anyone out, hope it helps help somebody. I forget every single day when I get home. Had a patient tell me, you know, all you have to do is get home, put a little bit of shaving cream on your glasses, then wipe it off. Don't wash it off. He said it'll still be clear and your glasses won't fog.
Really?
Told me. Now, I haven't tried it, but I might remember tonight. But that's one of my pet peeves with wearing a mask as well, is the fogging of the glasses. So one of us will have to remember to try that and see if it's true.
I will try that in the morning because I'm wearing the cloth mask, and I think I've showed it to you. I have actually a mustache on the front of it that somebody put on there.
Oh, yeah, I like
to,
that.
Mimic my mustache. But we're going to be selling these cloth ones. They're very, very fashionable for, I think, $9.99. And I'm sure there's a way to sterilize them. I don't know, but, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So with the cloth mask, get water boiling in the microwave and then put the mask beside it. So you're just steaming it and steam the mask.
Oh, really?
With boiling water, right. So you're not in the water. It's beside it. Just the steam in the air, the heat and all that sterilizes. So
I love that.
That's how you clean the cloth masks.
Cool. Well, I'm sure we could spray stuff on it too that would dry all night long.
I'm sure you could. I'd be, you know, the chemicals and whatnot. Depends, I guess, what you used and do you want to smell it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are selling at Nutrition World a true good sanitizer that is not chemically based. So for people
The one from last week?
That was.
That was so nice.
Yeah, I got it right.
What's
here.
It called again? It's made by that company in France,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, Pranaram. It's called Hand Purifier, and it has the right amount of everything.
And people, that stuff does smell good.
Yeah, and it doesn't dry your hands out, and it's not chemically based. It's $4.99 a bottle.
And this technique I just mentioned is what we were taught by the infectious disease experts in town a good month ago, because we have meetings regularly about everything that's going on. So, yeah, that was told to us by an ID specialist, so hopefully that's correct.
Yay.
And all steam does clean, that's for sure.
No doubt. It's time for us to take another break, my friend. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. So we've got that, plus other stuff to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. And if you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their really good app for Android or iPhone. All right, what a crazy time we live in right now. If you stare at the TV or really any news media source long enough, you may begin to lose all sense of peace. Well, think about it for a moment. Well, think about what you spend your time looking at or investigating. When we are online and look into any particular product, such as a clothing item or a vacation destination, we begin to see ads pop up regularly for the same and similar items. Well, why does that happen? It happens because we tend to fixate on what we see. And when we look at it long enough, our behaviors can be changed, which is the goal of all this smart marketing software that tracks our activities. From a spiritual standpoint, we also tend to become what we behold. In these crazy times, maybe we need to adjust our vision. In Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist writes, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." The psalmist in Psalms chapter 24, verse 8 asks, "Well, who is this King of glory?" And answers, "The Lord, strong and mighty." For myself, I would rather fix my eyes on our mighty God and His strength and His promises in ever-increasing amounts, and put faith in media and the so-called daily news less and less over time. In the Gospels, we see that Jesus did not really come to give us a 20/20 vision, but to give us clearer spiritual sight. He wanted us to begin to see with God's eyes, so to speak. He wanted to wake us up to an entirely new way of thinking, seeing, living, and understanding. We are surrounded by His sacred creation, a creation that constantly sings of God's glory and creative power. Yet we tend to cringe in fear of the risks in life, not living the bold lives to which we are called. Well, let us open up our eyes. Remember that the Pharisees were able to stare God in the face in the person of Jesus and have absolutely no idea that they were doing so. It is true that these times, and often life in general, can be scary. As followers of Jesus, we do not get to know all the details of every chapter of our lives or of this world. But we have been told the ending, in case you haven't read that far along, and it is a long path, but it ends in redemption for this world and redemption for all who find Jesus. So it ends in glory. So, view your life in these times right now in light of where you are going, where all this is going. These crazy times are a bump in a very long road. As I have said before, Jesus was not only trying to get you into heaven, he was trying to get heaven into you. That heaven in you helps put all this in perspective and makes these crazy times a lot less scary, letting us live our lives fiercely, a choice we must make each and every day, no matter what our circumstances. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. I love the few words that you said. Clear spiritual sight and bold, fierce life. That is such a good, great message for this moment. There's something I had read years ago, and I don't recall the author, but it said, all suffering is bearable when as seen as a part of a story. Hmm. And it does kind of rearrange things if you can take a big step back. And as you said, we will get through this and we will have a life again that would become what we call normal. It may not be exactly what we have been used to, but it's going to be a good life and it'll have the great potential. And we need to become a fearless warrior at certain moments when we're caving in with this fear. So thank you for that.
Well, you know, I may have said this before, I don't know, but years ago, I think we all struggle sometimes and have a lot of questions when we go through hard times, but I mean, it's been a good 10 years, and I remember just really collapsing under the weight of whatever I was going through. I don't even remember what it was anymore, but whatever it was all consuming to me. And I was praying about that, crying out to God, you know, what do I do? And in the end, one of the things that I got an answer for was just simply this: you're not going to understand, but to understand this, what you're going through will change you. You will never, ever be the same man again. And that was an answer I got. And you know, so if I'm being changed through something painful and coming out a better person on the other end, I don't really have to like it during it. We don't have to go around saying, oh, this is so much fun in these hard times. But if we come out better on the other end, you know, it's not all bad for having been.
Well, I completely concur with you on that exact theory, because we rarely evolve during easy, sweet times. It's only in the challenges that we do grow. And some of us break, there's no doubt, but we have an opportunity to expand our heart, our spirit, our soul into a place that we could never have dreamed possible without the challenges. And you know, we can have pain, or I feel like I can have pain, but I can decide whether I want to suffer in it. I can't always stop the pain, but I can do something about the suffering. And being able to look forward, like your story, where you didn't even remember the hardship you were going through, and you survived one, and two is you learned, you became wiser in some way, but here we are. Here we are.
You know, there's together. A Bible verse that talks about suffering producing perseverance and, you know, that ability to get through these things. And we want to get through it still standing up. And yeah. Stronger.
That's right. So again, remember, you know, become a fearless warrior at times, and also calmness is contagious. So we need to spread that. We still are in a state of too much fear and too much panic.
And be careful what you look at. Really looking at all of these, I was serious. Looking at all this social media can be and news can be so disheartening. And I'm trying to spend more time sitting there in my devotional every day than I do watching the news, at least double.
I love that.
And it's a lot better habit.
Well, we are going to get a mental virus from TV and social media, which is far more damaging than corona. Well, brothers and sisters, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHM Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And have a healthy, safe, and calm day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.